All right. Oh, very good for you. Yeah, back over there, maybe. Are you going to sit or are you going to do jumping jacks? Good. No, I'm standing right here. All right. Yeah.
Well, good evening, everybody. You might say, why is there three wackos on the stage tonight? Well, we are here to show and demonstrate about the Woodburn Christian Children. So I'm going to show a little bit of history and talk a little scripture and show you guys what we've developed over the years. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 says, "The aim of our charge is love, from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith." Now, as the dawn began to open in 1971 for WCCH, there was a discussion of a possibility of a children's home in the Woodburn area. And a small group of men met in their home. They were a part of the Woodburn Church of Christ. And this is a poem by one of those early directors. His name was Joe Atchley. You may remember that name. Mm-hmm. It's called Children. Children are but little creatures, soon to grow up and to be men and women of the future, to be leaders like you and me. Their lives must be shaped and molded into useful vessels, sure. We can shape them warped and twisted, or we can shape them sweet and pure. We're the ones they are watching to direct their steps each day. If we fail to point them onward, they will surely go astray. Many will see eyes of vision what years will hold in store, and as we win their hearts to Jesus, they, like us, will win some more. So let's take advantage and mold their lives for God today. Then in years that we have them left, they'll continue in His way. And I love that poem written by Joe Atchley because it really gives a picture of what the Woodburn Christian Children's Home is all about. Being an example for children in need that are discouraged, and we give them hope by following in the life of Jesus Christ.
All right. He gave me the nod. I like the nod. All right, so I'm going to stand up, then I'm going to sit down. So I get the chance to just talk briefly about where we came from, the Woodburn Christian Children's Home. And it's all about staying focused on the main thing, kids in Christ. Our name tells it. Woodburn's where we live. Christian is our identity. Children is who we help. And we do that in the home setting. And that's always been like that. Now, it's a tendency of every Christian church, every Church of Christ, every Christian ministry to become more secular with the passage of time. It's that slow fade that we hear saying in some of the songs. So the early directors formulated a way to not fade. And it begins with our vision statement, which is James chapter 1, verse 27. We all memorize it, or we're all asked to memorize it at least. James chapter 1, verse 27 is very simple. It just reads, "Religion that God our Father accepts as faultless is this," then is a call. It's two things. It's this: to look after widows and orphans in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. How we look after the children, program our home, and we look after them in their distress, which takes a lifetime to get to know. Now, the goal was, and always has been, to stay focused on that. Every Christian mission should be anchored in God's Word. We read in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, the Bible says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. So our vision statement is anchored to the truth. And so we don't fade. All the way back to Joe Atchley days, all the way through to this day, we haven't faded. And the reason for that is our core values. So we have this vision. So you picture the vision statement in the middle, and then this archway of core values, five of them. And these core values give us that pinpoint vision. We're not looking outside the arch. We're staying focused on what's inside the arch. These core values, just to kind of paraphrase them, the first one is that we're a ministry of the Christian Church, Church of Christ, period. That's our DNA. That's our doctrine. That's what prevents us from fading. The second one is focused on funding. We accept only funds from the Christian Church, Church of Christ. Churches, about 150 of them. Families, about 1,200 of them. Business owners, fundraisers are funding, because funding causes people to fade. So our Minister Christian Church, Church of Christ, we only accept private funding. We only accept private placements. So we have a high view of family. We believe family is God's chosen platform for the transmission of godly lifestyle and value. So we bring children into our care. We work with the families as much as we work with the kids. And in a lot of cases, the family has to change more than the kid does. High view of family. The fourth one, of course, is we place children in our care regardless of their family's financial abilities. Only 2% of our income comes from the families of the kids placed in our care. We are a mission. Christ paid the price. There is no admission fee into the Woodburn Christian. We're not making money off of the kids, even though some of them think that. In most cases, we pay everything. Everything. Dentist, doctor, Harlan Christian School, everything. Because we're committed to the mission. And then, of course, the fifth one is no aspect of our daily life is separated from the expression of our faith. These are core values by which we see the vision of looking after widows and orphans. Now, of course, we're not an orphanage, and we're not a widow benevolence program. Certainly, though, we come alongside kids and families who feel emotionally, characteristically, right, like orphans and widows. Lonely, angry, tired, sounds like me this morning, all those things. And vision, core values, mission. Our mission is the cadence that allows us to walk through the arch to embrace the vision. And it's highlighted in this program diagram. We minister to children and families physically, educationally, emotionally, and spiritually, just like you do with your kids and grandkids, your nieces and nephews. These little, the little rugrats running around here, this church family is ministering to these kids physically, educationally, emotionally, and spiritually. And by doing so, they get to embrace the Christ. We pray, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but vision, core values, and the mission helps us realize that. And that's how we prevent the slow fade. Another thing that helps us prevent the slow fade is that we wear many hats. And I'm going to finish with this. So this good-looking one gets the cool hat. I always wanted to be a leprechaun, but I'm German. So I get to play that role. And Hal, he loves Dave Atchley, so he gets to wear a hat like Dave Atchley, right? Because he gets into the mess of things. Him and Carol get into the trenches, literally, and that hat's good for him. Thank you. I'm done. I just, push-ups, baby, yes. They only heard three words because I talk so fast.
I know. Well, yeah. I don't talk as fast. But, I had a joke and I forgot it already, so I don't know. The hat threw me off. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about the history of WCCH, and it's really fascinating. You know, I've been thinking, can you imagine what the man that started WCCH, sitting around a kitchen table, talking about starting a children's home at Woodburn? You know, I imagine there was people in the community thinking, those guys must be nuts.
Yep.
And now I know they are. But anyway, so in 1971, the home was established as a nonprofit corporation that time. And as you can see, the names of some of the men up there, Bob Nelson, Richard Harris, Joe Atchley, Richard Keyes, and Cy Gustin, all was on starting the children's home. And what's, you know, and that was 50 years ago. Think about that, over 50 years ago. And then in 1972, I imagine the guys probably started thinking, you know, we're just over our heads. You know, they just said, you know, we don't know a thing about starting a children's home. So I think that presenters keeps coming up there saying they really want pro presenters up here.
Yes.
They want us to get off
the stage. Probably.
But anyway, in 72, they probably thought they were over their heads. And so they went to the Indiana Christian Children's Home, which I know by Ladoga, and they asked for help. I can imagine they said, we want to start a children's home at Woodburn, And they probably said, where? And, you know, and they had to explain all that. And then they kind of came into a cooperation with them. They basically sold everything to them. Am I right? And so they helped establish the Woodburn Christian Children's Home as it is today. What's so crazy is those core values that Joe just said started at that time from Ladoga. Ladoga had, you go back to the history, had this exact, almost the exact same core values. And so it was really interesting. And so, further on, after about 8 years, I believe, in 1980, they pulled away from Ladoga and became reincorporated and became the Woodburn Christian Children's Home, a nonprofit organization with their own identity. And you know, the Lord, I can't express enough how important the Lord was in guiding them, because the Indiana Christian Children's Home failed big time. And so if we was involved with that at that time, the Woodburn Christian Children's Home may not even be here today. And so it was really the Lord guiding them to pull away and giving them the finances to be able to pay off the loan that they had basically with them and move forward.
And it's interesting, when I was driving here today, obviously I was driving west because I was driving east rather because I live west, and the sunset was just, I mean, off the charts tonight. You saw the sunset, and I kept on peeking in my rearview mirror to see that sunset. And I can't help but think that's one of the ways we stay focused on the main thing, kids in Christ, because we keep on peeking in the rearview mirror, those truths that echo through the corridor of time. We don't ever want to forget the lessons of history. This is actually up on our website, a more extensive list of our history, and it's good to not forget.
That's right. And it wasn't the red lights behind you.
No, it wasn't. And it wasn't the deer inside of me.
Okay. And at that time in 72, and also in 72, the first house was built, which is the Angel House today. It was two module homes put together. So it was kind of interesting. Then in 1986, the second house went up, which was the Ark House. And it was a stick-built house. And just to let you know, that's where Carol and I came in into, and we was there for like 18 years. And then another thing that is really amazing, because a lot of in-ground pools have not existed this long. They deteriorate and stuff. But in 1990, the in-ground pool went in, and it was a free donation, which was really, really neat at that time. And what's even neater, the person who donated it ended up with a grandchild there several years later. So that's kind of an interesting thing. It's all 92, pantry.
It's all that volunteer labor. I remember I was over to Cedar Creek Church of Christ a couple of weeks ago preaching, and Richard Keys, no, it wasn't Cedar Creek. It was St. Joe Church of Christ. And Richard Keys attends there with his wife. And I was talking about how Richard, you know, his company helped build that Angel House. And it's interesting, his wife chimed in and said, I'm the one that spackled all of those nail holes. And she remembers to this day spackling them to help kids. And it's just like their volunteer labor for years, volunteer donations. We've always been a kingdom ministry. Always.
What's really interesting is 2 years ago, almost now, Brock got baptized in that pool at the Children's Home.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
June 4th. It was a late night. We went out to dinner with Dave and Tammy, and Brock made the decision late that night, and he's like, Dad, I'm ready. And so we went to the Children's Home, and he got baptized that night.
And a lot of kids have been baptized in that pool. Heather Dixon was baptized in that pool. A lot of different people were.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a good witness. Yeah.
I've wanted to drown a few. No, I shouldn't.
We pull them back up. We let them breathe. Totally 4 feet deep. Just ask Miranda. Where's Miranda at? She knows how deep it is.
And then what God knew about our future, because in, what was it, 95, I believe, we purchased the field.
Yes.
That's where the new building is sitting today. And so, you know, the Lord knew that we was going to need that down the road. And so he opened it up to where the Harrises sold us that property there. And then a few years later, we bought the Woods, too, and which here again has been a, just like right now, they're cutting timber out of it, and we've got a few dollars from that to help offset some expenses. So, it, you know, the Lord continues to provide, just not monetarily, but even in, like, the ground and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I remember there was a lot of excitement when we started the Legacy
Fund. Oh, yeah, that endowment fund. So this Legacy Fund, our board of directors over the years has just been rock solid. 9-member elder quality board. Just tremendous. And we've got several board members with us tonight. Dennis Armstrong, he's our president of the board of directors currently, came down from Coldwater. Of course, Greg's over here, and Greg Sickmiller, and there's a few watching, we're going to watch online. But these board members, I mean, think about the legacy of the board members, back to Cy Gustin, back to Joe Atchley, and back to these early voices that's echoed through the, their spiritual fingerprints are all over what we're doing. And they wanted to kind of codify that, solidify that in starting this legacy fund in 2002. And it was an endowment fund. So what that means is whatever money's put into it, it's protected. It's principal. It's not spent. The money that is earned over the lifetime of a person is deposited in this legacy fund, and a percentage, right, just a percentage of the earnings is used to bring children into our care. Some people donated into this 20 years ago, and their donation is still helping kids come into our care. Their donation is still helping us buy glasses. Their donation is still helping us buy food and the tutoring and all. It's a legacy. And so people love this legacy, and it's grown. It's grown over the years. We have a solid foundation, and the board of directors just reaffirmed it. The legacy and what it's for and what it's not for. And it gives us this sense of just solidity. God provides. One of the things we always remind the kids in that Romans 15:13 passage where it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace so that you may overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit. That legacy fund is one of the examples of God's Spirit overflowing through us. And it's been so good. That's 22 years ago that was started. It was a simple checking account at a bank.
And if anybody's here wants information on it, we have propaganda for it.
Yeah, we even put $100 bills in it.
It's
Monopoly money, but nonetheless, you could use it like that. But it's a neat thing in memory of, in honor of. It's just, that was something that the board did. They stepped out, and Denny Baker was the example for that. I don't know if anybody remember Denny Baker, but he was very, very, he lived not too far from here, and he was very influential in our ministry and our mission, as well as setting it up for the future. So, yeah.
I know Carol and I's folks did memorials, and that's where it went.
Right, yep.
So it's really, you know, it's really a great way of keeping your loved ones remembered, and even 50 years from now.
Yeah, because it's all about kids in Christ. The core values keep us focused on the main thing, so we don't wander, so we don't fade, so we don't drift. It's the main thing, yep.
And then we come, you know, and then it comes up, now we're at, most of you know, we started back in, 2017, we started talking about the Strong and Courageous campaign.
Yeah.
And you know, and we fast forward, you know, we got it built, and with a lot of donated money, donated materials.
Yeah.
And then in just this last April, it seems like it's been a while ago, but last April we got into this brand new building. And how many of you been in it? Raise your hand if you've been in it.
Yeah.
Those who haven't, shame on you. Because I'll tell you, it has been one of the most valuable tools we have that God has blessed us with. And one of areas is that I wanted to touch on was, I remember when we came, Carol and I did back in, whenever it was, 98. Wow. The tutoring was done around our kitchen table. And you'd have 12 kids around a table yelling and screaming, trying to do homework. And the tutor would pull their hair out or whatever. And you know, it just got crazy. So we moved it. We said, okay, let's try it in the basement, in one basement. And that didn't work. That was like an echo chamber. And so we even tried it outside, nice weather. That didn't work because they got all distracted. Finally, when Carol and I moved up front, I think we tried it up in the front house for a while. And that was even more of a disaster. So we moved it back to the basement. Now, in this fabulous multi-purpose building, we have this tutoring room that we can spread the kids out. It's quiet, and they can do a lot. They can study if they want to. You can't force kids to study, kind of like a horse. You can't make them drink, but you know they have an opportunity to be able to study and to and it's a very, very good area for them just to be able to concentrate if they need to.
You know, it's interesting. There's an old saying that Christians, workers, we pray as if everything depends on prayer. We believe as if everything depends on belief. We work as if everything depends on work. It's that faithfulness of the Christian workers. Back in 2016, Hal, Carol, and I and a few other people sat down and made a wish list. We wanted to see how can we lean into the next life cycle of the Woodburn Christian Children. So, you know, every organization's got a life cycle. Every life has a life cycle, beginning, middle, and end. And we were kind of in that ramping off time, and we came up with this list of all the things we wanted to do with one single idea: to expand how we care for kids and to expand the number of kids in our care. And we started researching it in 2017, visiting all kinds of children's homes, 2018, testing out our vision with the churches in 2019. We landed on Joshua 1:9. Where the Bible tells us very clearly, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So we came up with this idea of launching the Strong and Courageous Strategic Vision, where we will expand how we care for kids and the number of kids in our care. And the deal was, it's all focused on, we don't raise victims, we raise overcomers. And we wanted to expand that. We actually launched a vision sitting here in this auditorium in 2021 at our annual meeting, and we launched phase one of the strategic vision. Now, there's multiple phases. Phase one is the multi-purpose building, but we did a lot of work with the innards of the Woodburn Christian Children's Home: financial controls, time off for house parents, everything, how we do every single thing. One of the things we could look back on in 2016, we only changed one thing, and that's everything. And so we launched the vision. People did not invest their life savings in a building. They invested it in a vision. And they invested it generously in the vision. And so now we realize the first part of the vision. Now we're on the way to realizing the second part of the vision. The first part was all about expanding how we care for kids. The second part is all about expanding the number of kids in our care. The vision isn't done yet. It's a 3, 5, 10-year vision, because we know that God's got a plan. And the Woodburn Christian Children's Home is right in the middle of his plan for Northeast Indiana, right? Southern Michigan and Western Ohio. We are proclaiming hope. And you folks do it with us. We can't do it alone. We're proclaiming hope. Hope is a firm confidence in a positive outcome. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain. This is the strong and courageous strategic expansion. And I tell you, 150 churches rallied around this. They saw the vision. And they ran with it. And they see the practical aspects of it in the tutoring room and all the other areas. It's a vision. Every Christian needs a vision. And without a vision, the people perish.
You know, you mentioned it when Carol and I came. House parents are there 24/7, and we were 24/7. We got very little time off, if any. There would be months before we even got one day off, and we knew that it had to change because that's most people aren't like Carol and me who need help. So most people want that it's just not a good environment to be in. So in 23 we started the respite program too, which was one of another fabulous program we started, and it took a lot of thought, a lot of effort, and a lot of prayer because the finances wasn't necessarily there to pay for it. But you know what? The Lord brought us Jason and Heather and his family, and everything worked out. And our families are getting 7 days. Actually, today I said seven. They're getting 7 days off every week. So,
Yes, we're going to be working a lot in 2025.
Well, and God called Heather and Jason, Brock and Destiny, because they're all missionaries. We're not 9-to-5 workers. We're missionaries. And of course, God's got a sense of humor because he called them to serve. Their first day serving at our ministry was April 1st, April Fool's Day. I can't think of a better time to start serving at the Woodburn Christian Children's Home. And the sun has always been rising on our mission, just like the Harlan Christian School. The Harlan Christian School is a very strategic partner for us. We were always having kids attend the school, but about 5 years ago, we made a leadership team decision where all the kids go to the Harlan Christian School because we believe and we invest in a biblical worldview for education. Some of the greatest things we could teach these kids is how to interpret reality through a biblical worldview, and that's the Harlan Christian School. And we put our money where our mouth is. It's $35,000 or $40,000 a year to pay for the children to come here, but it's well worth every single penny. The sun has always been rising on the Woodburn Christian Children's Home because of our faithfulness. It reminds me of that passage in Revelation where Jesus is kind of takes the pen and says, I, Jesus, this is Revelation 22:16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. And the testimony in Revelation is, keep the faith. Don't wander. Don't make stupid decisions based on fear. Keep the faith. And he said to them, I have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. We serve a risen Christ, the bright morning star. The sun has always been rising on the Woodburn Christian Children's Home. That's why we have those slides the way they are. And we've served for the last 52 years faithfully in preparation for serving for the next 52 years faithfully. Everything we do, Hal and I, Carol, Kim, Wynette, our clinical director, Jason, everyone at Housemarine, Alyssa, of course, Tyler, we Adam in Brooklyn, everybody is focused on the next generation of workers. Every paintbrush, every policy, and every dollar that comes in for the next generation of workers, because there's always going to be kids who are discouraged by life's experiences. And we have a responsibility to proclaim Christ into their hearts, the morning star.
Yeah, and the future is bright at WCCH. We're so excited. We've served over 300 children in 52 years. It's an amazing journey. We've impacted the community of Woodburn and the surrounding area, the tri-state area. We wouldn't be able to do it without you guys' support. You know, when Heather and I answered the call, that's what it was, answering God's call. God called us to the Woodburn Christian Children's Home, and we are going to faithfully serve there for years to come if that's God's will. When we sat down and prayed about this, it was back in 2022. We talked, lots of changes happened in our lives. My mom had just passed away, went on to be with the Lord, graduated to glory. Lots of things were happening, and we were, trying to figure things out. And we sat down and prayed together, and I had a conversation with Hal on his way back from ICOM, And I'm like, I'm not sure why I'm calling you, Hal, but we talked back in 2020 about doing the respite program. Is that still going on? And he's like, well, let me tell you what I got, you know, got for you. And that started the conversation. And I met with Joe, and we met with many staff there, and that it just flourished into now a joining a family. And we really appreciate the Woodburn Christian Children's Home. We also appreciate Harlan Church of Christ here because you guys really have embraced us as your family. We really appreciate that. And we're going to continue being faithful, just like we've been called here. Now we're going to continue being faithful for many years to come.
You know, the succession plan is in place. Not only have you folks donated to us your prayers generously, we know we're prayed for. You've donated your time physically. You've donated some of your life's earnings. But most importantly, you donated some of your greatest commodities, people. You donated to us Adam and Brooklyn Cooper, and we're forever grateful for that. You donated to us Tyler and Alyssa Hostetler. You've donated to us board members, Rick Gustin, all the workers, and Dylan, actually. You donated into our care, and he's part of our succession plan. Hal is going to pass his hat to Dylan. And Dylan's going to pass his hair to Hal. I don't know how it's going to work. But we're all going to... Dylan's embraced the role. God has called him to serve, and he's excited. You folks, what can we say? God's got a succession plan in place. And he's putting the right people in the right places because we want to continue staying focused on kids in Christ. Yeah.
You know... Joe jumped the gun there. He was supposed to tell us why he came here. Why don't you tell us?
Oh yes, my wife always tells me I got a built-in forgetter. I don't know if I necessarily believe her in that regard. But so yes, I got called to serve in 2016. Actually, it was 2015, early 2015. Lee Bracey started showing up and buying me breakfast. I thought he was just being nice to me. And he's like, no, you're the next guy. I'm like, I'm the next guy. I should have been raising a children's home. What do you mean I should be the next guy? And I said no twice. And he punished me and put me on a board of directors. Now, back then, Rick, the meetings were 4 hours long. I went to my first board meeting. I was ready to impale myself on a tire on the way out the door. And a four-hour board meeting. Could you imagine that? You get there at 6:30 and leave at 11:30 at night. Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure if that's 4 hours. I even lost track of my brain during all of that. And so.
Never got it back.
Either. Yes. I said no twice. And the third time, I never forget it. I drove away from a board meeting after being asked yet again to be the program director. And I'm driving up 101. I go around the little S-curve, second half of the S-curve. And I remember screaming out to God, all right, I'll do it. And I had this experience where I really truly felt like God lifted his hand off the back of my head. Because I'd been walking kind of just downcast for about a year after saying no. And I was fearful. You know, I'm an evangelist. I'm not a children's home worker. And all those things were coming up. And I finally screamed out, all right. And then he lifted his hand. And it seems like everything I've ever been and done in my entire life has led to serving at the Woodburn. It's mm-hmm. the destination. I hope you have a destination ministry that you found. And I hope you're not holding back from it just because of fear or other reasons. Maybe someone here needs to yell out to God tonight, all right, I'll do communion meditations. All right, I'll do this. I'll do whatever it is. And step into ministry. And oh my goodness, God gets so huge. He gets so huge. I mean, he showed up in your life like that.
You know, the real quick, I could tell you, our story, you know, you've probably heard that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I'm from Ladoga. I had, from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, I had children's home kids in my classroom, about 10 of them usually. Ladoga had like 40 kids, and and I was always the nice one to get them in trouble. And, you know, God had a real good sense of humor. And, of course, Carol... From her seventh grade on, she had children's home kids in there. She treated them nice, though. And so God's got a great sense of humor. And so now, you know, move fast forward. We were at Warsaw, First Christian Church, and we happened to be up at Michiana. And the Kings were up there. They were house parents for several years. And, you know, and I don't know, one thing led to another. They said, you know, I don't know, I said, you know, it might be fun to sub or something for, you know, for, and then, and I don't know, it was a few years later, we got a call, and it said, you know, I had to pull away, and I was in the secular world a lot, and I knew that's not what I wanted for my family, and got a call that says, hey, we'd like for you to come up to Children's Home and talk to us, and they offered us a position as house parents, and, you know, it most people would have said, you're nuts. God, all the negative stuff you could see that was there, that was going on, God continued to say, no, this is where I want you. And fast forward, Carol and I have tried to leave two or three times, and it was kind of like a ball and chain around our ankles. It just didn't happen. Not leaving. You have to be a torment to Joe, mm-hmm. and keep him straight, and so that's what we did. And you know, it's been a blessing. As he said, there's a succession plan in. We're going to have a few years. Carol and I will be retired, and you know, I am so excited because the future is bright. The future of the Woodburn Christian Children's Home with our succession plan. It will continue to go. It will continue to grow, and kids will continue to be blessed. It is not one person. It is not one group of people. It is because the Lord has continued to bless us and continue to send people to continue to strive for 50 years plus, and it will go on until another 50 years or until the Lord comes again. And, you know, and that may be tonight. That may be 50 years from now. I don't know. None of us know. But I'll tell you, I am so excited about the future. And I am excited because one of the best things that's ever happened is we have formed a family with a Harlan here, the Church of Christ, and the school. And it's one of the best things that's ever happened to WCCH, and we are blessed by that, and I know the Lord's rejoicing because that has happened. So if Rick and Dave wants to come up at this time, they're going to offer a prayer. I did have on here, you talked about committed board directors. I thought it said first board directors who should be committed. But that's, you know, and I think that's how it is.
So remember, if we have a relationship with our Lord, the best is yet to come. Because we are, if we're Christians, supposed to be faithful, right? If you've not, I mean, if you're not a faithful Christian, you can make that decision right now, tonight. You can do that. It's brought up every Sunday night, every service, that you need to believe in Jesus, to repent of your sins, to confess Jesus with your words and your actions, and then be immersed into Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, and receive the gift of God's Holy Spirit, and then you live faithful. That's our job as Christians. Remember, if you do that, if you do that, the best is yet to come. Would you guys join us on the stage here? Father, we come before you, and our prayer is, not just for the church as well, but also for the children's home. And Father, may our religion be pure and undefiled before you. Father, our desire is that as Christians, we should have a special place in our hearts for the children in their care. Because Father, that's exactly where we were. Our spiritual life, we were hopeless, and we were in a desperate situation until we gave our life to you and
became your child. And so, Father, as the children's home is doing their duty, and Father, as we're trying to support that and aid in that as any way we can, we just ask first and foremost that your will be done. And we ask, Father, that as we move forward, both as the church and the children's home, that our goal can be to evangelize the world. And Father, if it means doing that through children who are in need, children who are searching, and children who are hopeless, both physically, spiritually, emotionally, and we just pray, Father, that we know you can meet that need. And so use us, Father, for those purposes. And so we ask these things all so much in Jesus' name.
Father in heaven, thank you for the day. Thank you for the privilege we've had to be here and to remember your son's death, to remember the sacrifice that he made to set us all free. And tonight, as we look into and think about the past, we know that oftentimes we talk about living by faith, and we see these and think about these men that we've known, some of them our fathers, some of them that had ideas that they threw around and decided to step out on faith and maybe never got to see the complete fruition of that, maybe seen part of it. But tonight, as we look at all the things that have been done, the Woodburn Children's Home, what a blessing it is to see the increase that you've given from the seeds that these Christian men have sown. And for us to be a part of it, to look at the influence that can be had by helping these children. We know even the psalmist said that blessed are the man who has a quiver full. And we just pray that as we look to the future and the things that have been talked about, of where the children's home is going, that you would continue to bless that. Continue to make it a blessing in children's lives, and not only children, but people who give. Bless them for that, and allow us to continue forward serving you the best way we can. In your son's name we pray.
I'm going to invite Isaac to come up and sing our song of invitation. If you have a need, the elders would love to come pray with you, pray for you, and give you the opportunity to become a faithful follower of the Lord. And remember, if you are found faithful, the best is yet to come.
Please stand.